T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the governor's race vote is almost upon us. Joining me now, gubernatorial candidate everybody's talking about, John Warren. Hey, John.
Hey, Tara, how are you?
Doing great. Wow, okay, meteoric rise. You were at 1% in April, and now you are running neck and neck with Catherine Templeton for the second place runoff spot. We know we'll probably go in a runoff because it's very doubtful that Henry McMaster will get to 50% plus one. So the big question in that race now is it going to be you or Catherine? Who's it going to be?
I mean, our polls show that Catherine's fading. I think people are tired of her dishonesty. You know, ultimately, she calls herself a triple threat. I think she is a triple threat. She's a triple threat to the conservative movement. You can't be a conservative when you vote for Vincent Shaheen, who's pro-abortion, who is anti-gun. You cannot be a conservative when you give money to statewide pro-abortion candidates. And you can't be a conservative when you don't even vote in Republican presidential primaries in 08 and 12 when we're trying to pick the nomination for who's going to run up against Obama. So our polls show we're rising. She's falling. We're looking forward to taking Henry on in the runoff.
Yeah, I was surprised to see John Warren. I didn't know until last week. She donated to a Democrat in 2010 who was running against the Republican.
And she lied about it in the debate when I asked her about it.
Well, and you say she's being untruthful. You're Catherine Templeton, and I don't mean to pick on her, but you're not the only one saying that. WYFF Channel 4 fact-checked her latest ad against you, which says that you are for gun control. When I saw the beginning of the ad, I thought, oh, I got to see the end of this. How is he for gun control? That'd be a big deal. Take a listen to the fact check.
A 30-second ad, Templeton's campaign attacks Warren on a number of issues, including gun rights.
Warren claims he's pro-gun, but Warren told the liberal media he was open to stronger gun control laws.
This claim refers to a Facebook Live interview in which Warren was asked how he feels about an open carry law in South Carolina.
I think I'll have to take that into consideration. I think right now people have the rights to carry the weapons if they have a concealed weapons permit. I will definitely honor that with the open carry. I need to give that some thought.
The ad claims that statement means Warren is open to more gun control, a claim that we find false. Warren, a newcomer to South Carolina politics, said he needed to give open carry some thought, and he did.
I fully support constitutional carry. I'm a Marine. I know what weapons do.
The Greenville Republican now supports open carry and has been given the highest rating by the NRA.
So some comment from you, John Warren, about that attack ad. Dishonest, says Channel 4.
I mean, it's totally dishonest. She knows that. I mean, I have a very strong record of supporting the Constitution. I'm the only candidate that has fought and defended the Constitution, and that includes the Second Amendment. That initial interview was given the first day I announced. I was not as familiar with open carry. I studied it and immediately thought it made common sense, and I've supported it since, and that's why the NRA has given me a 100% rating. So I will defend the Constitution. I'm 100% pro-life. I believe life believes it begins at conception. I will defend life. I was in favor from the beginning of a constitutional amendment saying so. So these are just more lies. I think it's so funny. One of the most interesting things that came out during the debate to me was that she was begging Governor McMaster to get her a job as Secretary of Labor. So now she's bashing Governor McMaster, but before she was pleading with him to get a job. So this woman will say anything to get elected.
Talking to John Warren, who is running for governor. John, one of the best polls out there that I see on a daily basis are the hundreds and hundreds of texts that I get from my listeners every day. And you have really surged on the text line in the last 10 days. Your name is everywhere. Even when I'm not talking about the race, I've got people texting me. A lot of this audience was pretty loyal to the other upstater in the race, Kevin Bryant. Seems to me, just looking at the text line, that has flipped a bit, and you seem to be in the lead in terms of their votes here. What would you say to folks who are trying to decide? There's a lot of them, actually. I've had a lot of people contact me. Should I vote for Kevin Bryan or should I vote for John Warren? So I thought I'd let you answer that question.
I think Kevin is a great man. I've told him this to his face and said it in numerous interviews. He's a true conservative. I have the utmost respect for him. But right now, the polls show that he cannot win. And we have got to unify as conservatives behind the one true conservative that can beat liberal Catherine Templeton and career politician connected to Richard Quinn for 30 years, Henry McMaster. And I am that candidate. That's why we're climbing in the polls. Our message resonates with people because we have become the messenger for the conservative reform movement throughout the state. And we're excited to represent them as governor.
One of the things I have the hardest time answering, John Warren, and this is not a knock on you at all. People say to me, is John Warren the real deal? Should I vote for him? And I haven't told anybody how they should vote in this race, but I get that. I've got that a ton lately. He's the real deal. And I say, you know what? You may be the most awesome governor ever, or you may not be. I don't know because you have no political record. And so we have to take you at your word for what you're saying. That's not bad, okay? I mean, you're an outsider. It's not a criticism. How would you answer that question? Because I'm getting it a lot lately. How do we know this guy isn't just doing what other people are doing? You know, I'm a conservative, and then they're not when they're in office. We can't judge you because you literally have no political history.
Well, I think I do have a political history. I was chairman of the College Republicans. I was a supporter of Republican movements from birth. My mom is a strong conservative right-wing activist, and she has been for decades in Greenville. So I don't think my conservative credentials can be questioned at all. And in terms of what I would do as governor, I would just ask people to look at my record. And I don't have a political record, and neither did Donald Trump. And my record throughout my adult career is fighting for my country, leading Marines in combat. We have released we saw the Greenville News article yesterday where they talked about my performance in combat and then building a successful business. We have got to have people that have been successful in the private sector, who have created hundreds of jobs, who knows how to value taxpayer dollar. And that's why I'm getting into this race. It's to fight for the taxpayers, and it's to bring a conservative reform movement. And it can't happen unless someone possesses all three leadership skills, which are core values, core competencies, and courage. And that final one is just as important as the first two. And you've got to have someone that is courageous, who is going to take on the establishment, who is going to systematically target those state reps and state senators who continue to betray the Republican platform. I'm going to find quality candidates to run against them. I'm going to help them get financing, and I'm going to campaign with them. And that's how we can change the legislature, and that's how we get real conservative reforms through.
John Warren, one more question for you. You're elected governor. What will you consider yourself a failure if you don't? What one big thing if you don't get it done in the first year?
First year, if we do not take on the 16 agencies, the governor only controls 16 of the 110 agencies. So we have got to do two things. Number one, we've got to attack those 16 agencies and provide a blueprint for making those agencies more efficient and providing better customer service so that we can do that across all 110. And then the second thing is we have got to form a strategic political plan to systematically target those state reps and state senators who are going to continue to betray us so that we can change the legislature. This is not going to be easy. It's not going to be quick. But I promise the viewers, I will never, ever sell them out. I'm going there to represent them. And at the end of my 8 years, my goal is to get term limits and a conservative legislature so that we can have more accountability with DOT, so that we can have more accountability with our education system, so that we can have comprehensive conservative tax reform. And that's what I'm going to do. It's an 8-year deployment to Columbia. I'm fighting for the taxpayers, and we're going to bring a lot of reforms down there.
Will you go? You mentioned trying to take out legislators who are opposed. There's a lot of people undermining good things for South Carolina and Columbia right now. Would you be willing to put Hugh Leatherman on that list?
He's target number one. He has been betraying our state for decades. I've had enough. I think South Carolina has had enough. I've got a great candidate to run against him. He was very popular. He needed financing, and he needed a governor to campaign with him, and that's what I'm going to do.
One more quick question. Somebody begged me to ask you, John Warren. As you know, Confederate monuments are being taken down across the country. It'd be the next logical step here in South Carolina. But we have a bill that says, a state bill, that you know local governments can't just take them down. But there are those who want to get rid of that bill and let local governments take Confederate monuments down. If you are asked to sign, something overturning that state law that protects Confederate monuments, our history across the state, what will you do? Will you sign it?
I will veto that bill. There is no need to take down our historical monuments. That's a dead issue. I've told people from the beginning I'm running for governor of South Carolina for 2018. We're moving forward, and we don't need to remove any monuments.
All right. John Warren, really appreciate you stopping by in person today to sit on
that hot seat.
A lot of people won't even do an interview with me, including Henry McMaster. But you've actually come in personally and let me ask you whatever I wanted to. So I always appreciate politicians who are not afraid of their constituents. Thanks, John Warren.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.